Kelly, were you with your dad when he died?
No, I wasn't. I was in Hawaii with some friends, and it happened so quickly that even if I was here in L.A., I don't know if I even would have made it.
You flew right home?
I did. I flew home overnight.
Was he ill?
He, as everyone knows, he had a history of heart disease, and in the last 2 years, it had become apparent that he had the preliminary stages of congestive heart failure, which means, you know, the pumping of the heart doesn't work as well. And so they had got it to a good place, and but I guess he'd had some symptoms in the last few weeks, and so things kind of went pretty bad.
When was the last time you spoke to him?
I spoke to him last Thursday, actually, and I was in Hawaii, and we had a great, wonderful conversation.
Were you a very close father-daughter?
I'm an only child, and yes, we were very close and shared, you know, humor and life experience and time, you know, the skewed look at the world that he looked at it that way. And
what kind of dad was he?
He was a great dad. You know, as most people know from his public life, he had a history of drug and alcohol addiction, as my mother did when I was younger, but he was an incredible father who always made sure to teach me about the real big truths of the world and to look, you know, about loving people and respecting people and fighting for the underdog and speaking your truth and loving every human that you encounter. That's one thing that, you know, people see him on stage and his stage persona and his grumpiness and, you know, crotchetiness, and yet he was the kindest, most generous, incredible man when it came to meeting people one-on-one and knowing people.